the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So the last time we were here in person, it was not Thursday of last week, but Thursday of the week before that.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I didn't think anything. There was no reason to believe we wouldn't be back the next day. Because that was, I assumed, when Hot Wings would finish the story about the black squirrels.
Yeah, we all just thought we were exhausted from learning too much.
So sometimes. I think it came up as a part of the fact questions on segment 17.
I think so.
It was toward the end, and no matter how it came up with, I know I said something along the lines of, yeah, I had, until I moved here, or when I was a kid and visiting family here, I didn't know there were black squirrels.
Mm-hmm. And I talked about seeing them, because we have squirrels all over our gardens. We were talking about them tearing up our veggie gardens and flower gardens and such. And I was like, yeah, the black squirrels here are huge. Like, squirrels in general are, but you see a black squirrel, it's almost the size of a skunk, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
They're massive. So, yeah, well, we were talking about that.
Then, boom, it kicked in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Hotwings has done this a couple times where he's made this this claim. Well, when I was young in Michigan, we didn't even have those. And I'm like, well, I grew up in Michigan and I remember those. But,
and that,
you know,
been...
I can't completely trust my brain anymore, so I try to sit quietly.
And like I said, I would visit here when I was a kid in the 80s. That was the only, you know. So it happened, in my mind, it happened between when Hotwings was a kid and 1985 or 6.
So, Kelly, what was the claim Hot Wings said on segment 17?
Black squirrels are such invasive species here in the state of Michigan.
Okay, that's right. And I believe he said they're sweeping from east to west.
Yeah, they came from, he said they came from Omaha.
No, he said they started out in like Vermont and then they're moving across the country. He made
Joe was right. Joe was right. I said that they were an invasive species to the area, but they were really
they started smack dab in Omaha,
squirrel capital of the world. No, specifically Council Bluffs,
a suburb in Iowa of Omaha.
Well, which everybody knows it's the black squirrel capital of the world.
And then
because then Hot Wings was like, Freever, you remember the black squirrels? I'm like, well, I know.
Yeah, you grew up here. You said you had them.
Curious. Yeah, so I started doing more research, and it turns out that black squirrels are, in fact, native to Michigan.
Except that's not how it went.
Don't you leave it out.
There was a long lecture about how black squirrels invaded America from Omaha and then worked their way to the edges. And then that was on segment 17. And then we had to.
That they were going east, yes.
Yes. And then we had to return to regularly scheduled program to get away from black squirrel updates. Segment 17 ended. And then what happened?
Hawing said, I made a total erroneous statement at segment 17. Black squirrels are native to the state of Michigan. And then
turns out they're highly regionalized. Like, they may be in one suburb, but not another one.
Oh my God.
That's really super crazy.
It was.
Hey, that tree has a black squirrel, but this one doesn't.
It was a nasty little trick waiting for the video and mics to be done. And then that happened. And then we learned all about black squirrels and how they started, in fact, right in your backyard here in Michigan when you were a kid in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then spread. You probably took them with you. Where did you move from? Here to Omaha-ish areas. You're the reason.
You know, it turns out, while this is embarrassing, it's also heartening that I realize that you guys do, in fact, listen to me because you remember the details of that better than I did.
Well, you say them all twice.
Yeah, and then it helps when we remember when he said this and we laugh. If all of our conversations were just like, hey, let's look back at that and laugh heartily about it.
So,
but I mean, isn't that something though that you can get one town that is filled with black squirrels and the next town over has none?
Nope.
That's amazing to me. So
sometimes,
like, I grew up in an area where we had none.
Yeah, we heard this. sometimes
just walking out the door.
It started when I was in here, and then I went and put everything away, wrote a check to pay someone for Dumber Than the Show trivia, put it in the mail, came back in, and then I heard another thing about the black squirrel, and I put my coat on, and that's when I said, Kelly, make some notes on this, because you're the lady. I can't miss a second of this.
Oh, man.
Hollywood's like, I'm just saying, it's super interesting. And I go, yeah, that is super interesting. And I laughed so hard at my own joke, I became the butthole.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, that was too funny, though.
Well, this is all funny.
God.
But I mean, seriously, what are the odds?
I don't know.
That council blood, that I would move to a place that was so black squirrel intense.
It's crazy. It is legit weird. It's wonderful.
I love to learn things.
Steve, did you have a chance to tell your daughter Evelyn all these squirrel facts? Or you saving that for when she's a little older?
Or she'll just read them on her own at the dentist in Highlights magazine. That seems like an article that would be in there.
That'll be a story for the next time she sees Grandpa Hot Wings.
Find the squirrel in the picture. Then we'll tell you facts of squirrels around the world. That was so fun. That was hilarious. I mean, not the actual facts, but...
I love nature.
Yeah.
Howings, did you know that white squirrels are a thing?
What?
Native to North Carolina.
For now.
They're frequent? Yeah. They're always white or they're like albino?
Oh, I don't know. Howings, I figured you would know that.
I don't. I've never seen a white squirrel.
Well, maybe a monotone thinker will bring one here from where they live, similar to you from here to Omaha.
Like, I miss being in the studio, but my favorite part of being home is I'm looking in my backyard right now, and I can see squirrels and bunnies and a woodchuck.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty. I love life.
Well, you guys, when I was a kid in Michigan, we didn't even have bunnies.
We didn't have woodchuck.
I didn't see a bunny till I moved to Knoxville, Tennessee, home of the Southern Bunny.
And for woodchuck, you must have wood. And there wasn't a tree to be seen in the 1970s. I believe they migrated here, 80s and 90s, Ontario.
My dad told me there were only domestic bunnies because that's all we had. One was named Thumper.
I feel like you guys are making fun of me.
Did you know the official walk of the bunny at the hippity hop? That's right here.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.